Care Coaches Insight programs continuing here tonight, getting you set for week two of high school football on Friday. I'm Brandon Tamman. We're joined by Atchison County football coach. That is Cody Tettmeyer, brought to you by L&L Construction, Taco John's, and Exchange Bank. Tigers opening up the 2025 season with a 40-20 victory at home against McLouth last week. Coach, congratulations on the season opening win. Just the initial overall thoughts and takeaways from that week one victory.
Yeah, I mean, it's always fantastic. It's always great. It's always awesome to get that week one win, start the year off right. We did a lot of good things. You know, we had a lot of guys step up, a lot of guys play some big roles in what we did. And that was exciting. Kind of after watching film, you know, we still have a lot of areas of improvement. So that's even more exciting that, you know, we come out and drop 40 and defense played well. Basically, cross court on that opening drive and you know, after that, we only gave up 12 points. So, you know, seeing that and then watching film, like understanding that we thought we played well, and then we watched film, like, man, there's a lot of things we can get better at. So it's pretty exciting to watch.
Yeah, it's always good to get that win for sure. And we talked about, you know, the offense last week kind of leading up to it. We knew the rushing attack was going to be there. But how about your quarterback, Cody Faulk? Really solid in the passing game, 12 of 15 for over 200 yards. He throws for two touchdowns. He added some on the ground as well in terms of rushing yards, but just that passing attack, how nice was it to see that balance with the offense in week one?
Man, Cody took a huge step forward from a year ago. You know, we kind of talked him in and got him to go out for track last year. He was 100% kid in the weight room this summer, and you can really tell that has made a big difference for him. His confidence was so much better. He made really, really good decisions. You know, if he didn't see anything he liked, he dropped the ball down and took off and went and got positive yards. So he made some really great decisions, and obviously he was a big part of the reason we won Friday night.
Yeah, I think you guys expected the rushing attack to certainly be there. We talked about Max Botteroff last week. He had 59 yards and a score. You had two other guys find the end zone on the ground. So not just the balance in the passing game, but you're spreading it out a little bit with the rushing attack as well.
Yeah, so Max comes up to me after the game, and he's talking more defense, but he's like, you know, Coach, I'm not going to get what I did last year because we have a lot more guys, you know, making plays, and that's not a knock on Max at all. That's just a shout out to everybody that we have. You know, we have a lot of guys that we can get the ball to, and we trust with the ball, and they're very capable of going to make plays with the ball in their hands. So, you know, it kind of makes us dangerous. You can't just shut down one aspect of our offense. You got to be able to handle everybody every time.
We've got a couple more minutes here with Atchison County football coach Cody Tettmeyer getting set for week two of high school football on Friday night. Well, you get your first road game of the season. You guys go on the road to Riverside, a team that was certainly, you know, towards the top of the league in terms of the preseason predictions. They had as much coming back as any team in the league, and, you know, they had to go to Jackson Heights in week one, and you know, it just certainly wasn't a good game for them. They didn't really play that particularly well. They had three turnovers. Jackson Heights really controlled that pace and controlled the line of scrimmage. Not sure if you've really touched up on that tape yet. Either way, when you look at the prep and just what you expect from Riverside in week two, what's kind of the initial thoughts on the Cyclones?
I'm not going to go take that week one score and look at it very much.
Okay.
Obviously, Jackson Heights is a very, very good team. You know, they lost in the late round of playoffs last year, and they returned a lot of kids. So we knew that going in. Jackson Heights is going to be toward the top of the league. You know, Riverside, a lot of things can happen in week one, a lot of jitters, especially when you open with a really good team. So, you know, that score doesn't mean a lot to us. They're very physical. They're athletic up front. Their offensive and defensive line is the bread and butter. They're really good at what they do. You know, so we expect them to be, they're going to get things figured out this week. They're well coached. You know, it's going to be a knockdown, drag out fight on Friday night.
Yeah, expect a good one for sure. Give us a few keys for this one on Friday night.
You know, we're going to try to use our speed and athleticism kind of against them. You know, they're a lot bigger than we are, but I feel like we have a lot more athletes to work with. So we're going to kind of make them come down and get us, and we're going to use our speed and athleticism to get around and go make plays. Offensively, you know, we're going to attack the edge and use some of our speed more so than, you know, they're a lot bigger than we are up front, so we're not going to be able to run it down their throat by any means. So, you know, with Cody playing well last week, we're going to use the passing game and spread the ball around like we did. And, I mean, take care of the ball. You know, we talk all the time, if we have the ball, they can't score. So it could be a kind of game where the last team with the ball could end up on ahead on the scoreboard.
There it is. Good stuff as always. Atchison County football coach Cody Tetmeyer brought to you by L&L Construction, Taco John's, and Exchange Bank. The Tigers, a 40-20 win in week number one against McLouth, go on the road for the first time in 2025 here on Friday night. They'll be at Riverside. Coach, thanks again for all the time this week. Good luck Friday. We'll talk to you again before week three.
You bet. Thank you. Go Tigers.